welcome in Locked On Broncos podcast, Cut Day Edition. That's right, the NFL had to cut their rosters down to the mandated 53 players, and the Denver Broncos had to do just that. My name's Adam Kinney. I'm the host of this show. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Kinney Radio. The Broncos had to get under that 53-man roster limit, and they did just that, and they only have 52 players. I'll tell you why in just a second. Let's go through the players that made the roster, then I'll kind of talk about the cuts as they pertain to each position. At the quarterback position, that's where we're going to start. Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch, and that's it for now. Mark Sanchez does not make this team. The Broncos save $4.5 million in cap space by letting the veteran quarterback walk, and they also recouped that seventh-round draft pick they were going to send to the Eagles had he made this roster. So that was a conditional pick, so they really don't lose anything other than a veteran quarterback on this roster, and that's exactly what they're going to try and do. That's why they're at 52 players. The Broncos are going to be shopping for the services of a veteran quarterback that's going to come in at a cheaper clip than that $4.5 million. But don't feel too bad for Mark Sanchez, folks. He has already found a home, and he is going to sign with the Dallas Cowboys in the wake of the Tony Romo injury and Dak Prescott being the heir apparent to start right now. They're going to bring in Sanchez just to back up Prescott for the first 6 to 10 weeks, whatever it's going to take Romo to get back out there. Make sure you tune into the Locked On Cowboys podcast for more info on that. Moving on to the running back position, the Broncos keep three there. C.J. Anderson, Devontae Booker, those were the two locks. We knew going into today that that was going to happen. And the third running back to make this roster is Capri Bibbs. That means no Ronnie Hillman, no Juwan Thompson. So a couple players that have made the roster in recent years, no longer on the team. Ronnie Hillman was the leading rusher for the Broncos in 2015. Not a lot of people remember that just because it was CJ that had the flashy games and the big games. So they want to save the salary cap space, so they go with the more friendly Capri Bibbs there. Andy Janovich is the fullback on the roster, the one and only fullback, which kind of ties into the Juwan Thompson thing also. I kind of predicted on the last show that if the Broncos kept four running backs, it would be Juwan Thompson over Ronnie Hillman because of his versatility to be able to play both halfback and the fullback positions, but they send him packing, so just Andy Janovich, only three running backs, which is kind of a tricky thing to get into. You want to have as much depth at your skill positions as you possibly can, just because those are the ones that are going to get the most injuries throughout the course of an NFL season, and especially considering the injury history with C.J. Anderson and Devontae Booker coming off of an injury as the Broncos drafted him. They're pretty thin there, so they're really banking on those two guys factoring in largely and keeping themselves healthy throughout the entire season. The wide receiver position, the Broncos keeping six, not really a surprise here, especially with the way that Jordan Taylor played on Thursday night. Jordan Taylor makes this roster as the sixth receiver on them. Before him, you have Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Jordan Norwood, Benny Fowler, Cody Latimer, and then, like I said, Jordan Taylor. But it really wasn't even an option for the Broncos. They had to keep Jordan Taylor on this roster for what he did in that fourth and final preseason game. You know, the one touchdown for 57 yards, that probably solidified his spot on this roster just in and of itself, because Paxton Lynch throws a five-yard out route, and Jordan Taylor does the rest to take it to the house. He was not going to make it on a practice squad. And you may see Jordan Taylor being active a lot of weeks just because we don't really know how he factors in on special teams, and especially with Jordan Norwood and Cody Latimer both being highly factored into special teams, they may not even dress Jordan Taylor, but they had to sneak him on this roster and keep him a part of this football team. So as for the rest of the receivers that were kind of vying for a position, Mose Frazier and Khalif Raymond, namely, those will probably be two guys that will really be factoring in to practice squad eligibility. Just with the history that Mose has with Paxton Lynch, they'll probably want to try and keep him around for another year and see if maybe he can make this roster in 2017. And then Khalif Raymond, he could kind of be an emergency special teams guy if there's injuries to any of those players. So keep an eye on that as it develops throughout the rest of the season, and we'll kind of tell you who makes the practice squad, and we'll fill in those blanks once these guys clear waivers and that they're on this roster. For your tight ends, you have, no surprise here, Virgil Green, John Phillips, the veteran, and then Jeff Heuermann. Those are the three guys at that position. Moving on to the offensive line at the tackle position, Broncos keeping five guys listed as tackle. Russell Okung, Tyson Brilo, Michael Schofield, Donald Stevenson, and Darian Weems. Those are your five tackles on the roster. So Lars Hansen, he gets cut. Justin Murray gets cut as well. And that's about it at the tackle position. Offensive guard, the only two listed are Max Garcia and Connor McGovern, although we know that Michael Schofield and Tyson Brilo will kind of factor in and swing into guard. So there's only two listed on the roster if they have more swing guys that can play multiple positions, along with James Ferentz, who's listed as a center behind Matt Paradis. Those are your two centers on the roster. He could certainly play a little bit of guard as well. So there's nine offensive linemen there, a little light than what you'd see from a team, especially with just such a new-look offensive line. You figure that they want a little bit more bodies out there going into Sunday, but when you're keeping six wide receivers and you're trying to figure out who that veteran quarterback's going to be and keep three quarterbacks on the roster, you got to make sacrifices elsewhere. That's just kind of the way these things shake out. That's it for the offensive side of the ball. Let's flip over to the defense. We'll start at the defensive line, namely defensive ends. Jared Quick, Adam Gotsis, Billy Wynn makes this roster, along with Derek Wolfe. Those are your four defensive ends. Defensive tackle, Sly Williams, Darius Kilgo, and Kyle Pecco. He makes this team, and the undrafted rookie trend continues for the Denver Broncos as he sneaks his way onto this roster for now. Inside linebacker, you have Brandon Marshall, Todd Davis. Those are going to be your two starters heading into week one. Corey Nelson, who's going to factor in here and there. Then Zaire Anderson had good enough of a camp and, frankly, just needed to provide some depth there at inside linebacker. He makes this team as well. So those are your four inside linebackers, but I don't really know how to fit this next guy in because he's going to play pretty much everywhere on the defense. And with the training camp that he had, he really turned heads for the coaching staff to make this roster. And Dakota Watson, he's going to play a little inside, a little outside. He could play on the defensive line. So, you know, huge props to him for being that kind of training camp darling and a guy that the coaches couldn't refuse to let go and try and sneak to the practice squad. Outside linebackers, you got your core four. It's Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware, Shaquille Barrett, and Shane Ray. In the secondary, Chris Harris, Aqib Talib, Bradley Roby, Kayvon Webster, and Lorenzo Doss. Those are your five cornerbacks. So that means Tari Nixon, he gets cut today. John Tidwell gets cut today as well, the rookie out of Sioux Falls. Some practice squad eligibility there, certainly, and we'll keep an eye on those guys. So only five cornerbacks for the Broncos. At safety, they keep four, T.J. Ward, Darian Stewart, Will Parks, and Justin Simmons. And then you also have to remember here that Shiloh Kao is going to start the year with a suspension for what happened with the DUI. So he's not cut as of right now, and we'll see if they make a roster spot available for him once he returns from his suspension. So those are all your position players. Moving on to special teams, you have Brandon McManus, Riley Dixon, as Britton Colquitt gets cut. We talked about that the other day. And Britton Colquitt also already found a home. He signed with the Cleveland Browns, so he was not a free agent for very long. And then Casey Kreider is your long snapper for your Denver Broncos. So that's where you get 52 players for your 2016 Denver Broncos as it stands right now. And with a short week, they got to figure out what they're going to do with that extra quarterback position, or if that's even where they decide to take it from. I mean, maybe that's something that they'll have to explore in a couple weeks and just kind of bring people in and out to fill that 53rd spot. But they have a short week right now as they're opening, they're starting their preparations tomorrow for week one against the Carolina Panthers. So that's when they're going to start kicking off practice. That's when their traditional work week is going to start. And we're off and rolling. This is it. The NFL season is officially upon us. And once again, I'll kind of recap the biggest moves and the biggest cuts for the Broncos. Mark Sanchez does not make this roster. They tried a last-ditch effort to try and move him somewhere, try and get some extra compensation for him, but no big deal. They save $4.5 million. They save the seventh-round conditional draft pick, and Sanchez ends up with the Dallas Cowboys. Once again, the running back position, Ronnie Hillman, that's the biggest surprise probably of all these cuts. And we knew this was coming, so I shouldn't really say that it was that much of a surprise, but Ronnie Hillman was the leading rusher for this team a year ago, and he's just kind of part of a numbers game. And because they did draft Devontae Booker this year in the fourth round, they're going to give him an opportunity to be the number two running back for this team that should figure to be in a heavy, heavy run offense. I mean, we've seen all throughout training camp and preseason, the quarterbacks throw the football a lot, but we figure that the Broncos are going to change those things quickly once they open up the season with two quarterbacks on the roster with zero NFL starts combined in a rookie in Paxton Lynch, and then obviously the starting quarterback, the seventh round pick from last year, in Trevor Siemian. So look for the Broncos to really change their dynamic with how they look offensively And so the fact that they're only keeping three running backs is kind of a head scratcher, but that shows the confidence that they have in those two guys at the top that they're really going to be able to do something. So those are the cuts for the Broncos. Let me know what you think of the 52-man roster, or when it eventually becomes a 53-man roster. Follow me on Twitter, at AdamKinneyRadio. And this was kind of a quick one, but I just wanted to get you the cuts and make sure that you were informed on that. I'm going to come back with Panthers and Broncos previews all week next week, as the NFL season is finally here. We're ready to go, and we're rearing. So stay tuned to at Locked On Broncos on Twitter. That's where you can find the show feed. Make sure you're subscribing on iTunes and wherever else that you can get that, on audioboom.com, among other places. And make sure you follow me on Twitter at Adam Kinney Radio. We'll be back next week. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Be safe out there, and tune in next time on the Locked On Broncos podcast.